How is everybody doing this morning? I hope you're doing great. You can turn to 34 Psalm this morning. I'm going to be preaching from there. You know, have you ever been talking to someone and think they're listening, but they're, you know, think they're hearing, but they're not listening to you? Have you ever? Have you ever done that? I mean, you know, have you ever had a conversation with someone? You know? Have you ever tried that? And you're, you know, you ever tried to stand and talk to people and, you see? All right. You guys did it perfect. I loved it. I told several people when they come in today if they had their cell phones, I wanted them just as soon as I said that, to start talking on their cell phones. I wanted them to pretend like, you know what? They were kind of like listening to me, but they weren't. You know what I mean? You know what? You're having a conversation with someone, and they're nodding their head, and they're saying, huh-huh, yeah. They're even nodding, you know what? They may be in the same room with you. They may be sitting right beside of you, and you're talking to them. And you know what? When you're talking to them, they're, you know what? You ever heard the Charlie Brown Christmases? Whenever the adults talk, it's like them, woo, 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 woo. Have you ever heard that? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You know, I have had people talking to me, and I've been talking to people before. And you know what? They're nodding their heads. They're saying, uh-huh. And you know just as well as you're standing there, they weren't hearing a word you were saying. They weren't. You know what? They may even be. They may even look up at you every now and then. But you know, they're not really listening to you. They're just not doing it. Have you? I guarantee you, there are people in here who've experienced that before in their life. Because I know I have, and I know there's been a bunch of people experience. They're on their cell phones, or reading something, or watching the TV. And now, honestly, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Whenever that happens to you, I don't care if it's a spouse, I don't care who it may be, I don't care, well, how does it make you feel? Or maybe you're talking to a group of people at school, at work, at church, or maybe at a family gathering, and no matter what you say, it does not seem to matter, or your opinion doesn't seem to count, more or less. Have you ever been there? I've been there. How does that make you feel? I mean, honestly, think about this morning. And I'm going to get to the point of something. I'll get to the scripture here in a little bit. It's in Psalms 34. Just bear with me. How about every time you start to say something and someone jumps in and interrupts you in mid-sentence? Answer me that one. How does that make you feel? Or jumps in on a personal conversation that you're having, and it's meant for you and just the person you're talking to, and they jump right in the middle of the conversation. How does that make you feel? Again, I ask you. You know, I'm not being sarcastic. I know this has happened to everybody at one time in their life, probably. Again, I ask you. How does it make you feel? Maybe you're standing and talking to someone, and you get the feeling that they just, you know what? They don't really care what you have to say, and they cannot wait to get away from you. Have you ever been there? Husbands and wives, you're laying in bed at night. You're talking to your spouse. The next thing you know, they're asleep. They're asleep. Just ask her. She knows. Say amen, dear.
I already did.
Okay. Your emotions can run the whole gamut. Can they not? You can be angry about this. You can be annoyed. You definitely can be hurt about it. You may not feel like you're important enough to that person that you're talking to listen to you for just a little bit. Amen. You know what? There are people like that. I understand that. I know. Folks, we've all been there. We've all experienced that. It's not a very pleasant feeling to experience something like that. It's not. It's not. That someone, maybe even someone very close to you, doesn't value your opinion, doesn't value your thoughts, doesn't value your company enough just to listen to you for a little bit. just to listen to you just for a little bit. To hear what you're thinking about, to really listen to all your complaints, to really listen to all your ideas, your plans, your fears, and your heartaches, doesn't think enough about that to do that. Now, let us sink in a little bit, and I'm going to ask you again, how does that make you feel? With all that I just have in mind, with all that I just said, fresh in your minds, turn to Psalms 34:15, if you would, please. Psalms 34:15. And it says this, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry." I'll say it again. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are upon their cry. Let us pray. Father, I thank You this morning for the opportunity that I have to stand before You this morning. I praise You for Your love. I praise You for Your kindness. I thank You, Father, for all that You do for each and every one of us, Lord. You are so good to us. Father, I praise You for being up there and watching and listening. Father, I just praise You for that. I ask You, Father, right now to be with the hearts and minds of everyone in here this morning. And Lord, let us open up our minds, our hearts, and let us listen to You. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Here we have a promise from God Himself. We have this promise, the promise of care and attention upon your life. Can you say amen to that this morning? Amen. God is never on His cell phone. Do you understand that? God is never texting. God is never reading a newspaper. He's never listening to a ball game when you're trying to talk to Him. Or watching His favorite TV show. He's never, ever doing that. Can you say amen? You know what? Never thinks your thoughts are so on point. Just, not just hearing you, but He's really listening to you when you cry out to Him. Do you get that? Do you understand that? Thank God. You know what? Not just hearing, but really listening to your innermost thoughts, to your innermost prayers. Just think about that for a moment and allow it to sink in. I asked you a little bit ago, how does that make you feel when somebody doesn't quite pay attention to you? Well, I want to tell you something. How does it make you feel when you know the God of all creations listens and hears everything and everything about you? How does that make you feel? That should make you want to jump up out of here and shout the house down this morning. Praise God, that should make us want to do that. You know what? Because you know what? He thinks about, you know, just He thinks about everything. He cares about what's going on in your life. He cares about it, whether we think so or not. Not only is He watching out for us, but as we cry out to Him, it moves His heart to help us that are in need. It moves His heart. You know what? Sometimes we think that God's not listening. My Bible tells me He's listening all the time. We constantly have the attention of a loving and a kind God. We constantly have His attention. Now let's put a little bit more into perspective here this morning. With all the major things that are going on in this world today, wars and innocent men and women and children being killed because of the way that they believe, and disease like Ebola, and all the other famines, and all the other things going on in this world today. Yet, the God of all this universe, you would think that He has so much on His plate that He would not care what's going on in our little lives, but I'm telling you, my Bible says He cares just as much as what's going on in your life as He does any major thing going on in this world today. Would you thank God? You know, thank God in His hands are, you would think God's hands are full with what He's got on the head. They're not. They're not. But guess what? God loves you. He hears you. No matter what's going on over in Europe, no matter what's going on over in Asia, no matter what's going on around this world, God still cares for you. What's going on here in Sandyville, West Virginia this morning in the Just Run Church today? He cares for you. He cares. He never sleeps. He never leaves us nor forsake us. You know what? He's always present. Is he not always present in our lives? Always. Praise the Lord this morning. I say hallelujah. Praise Him because He is that way. Psalms 121, 1 through 4. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth, get this, thee keepeth thee, will not slumber. Amen. He doesn't go to sleep on you. He doesn't go to sleep on you. He doesn't go to sleep on you, does he, dear? He doesn't go to sleep on you. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He is our divine keeper. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going to face, I want you to understand something this morning. God sees it. He hears it. And brothers and sisters, you've got His attention. Can you say amen? How awesome is that? How awesome is it that while we're fast asleep at night, after we've said our prayers, after we've done everything we've done and we're fast asleep, the loving and caring God is still watching over every one of us. Amen. Luke 12:7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. I tell you what, you may be bald, and you may have a head of hair that hangs clear down to your feet. I don't know. God knows all about you today. He sees everything. Tells me the very, you know, if it tells me the very hairs on your head are numbered, it tells me that He cares for you today. It tells me that He's watching for you. You tell me that there's a God like that God. You show me that there is a Jesus like the Jesus that we have. I don't care what they want to say out here in this whole world today. I want you to understand something. There's no God like the God we serve. There's no Jesus like the Jesus we serve. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you don't know Him as your personal Savior, I can only just beg you, not only beg you, but just to tell you to come to this altar as fast as you can come. You know, Psalms 34:15 is a wonderful promise. Wonderful promise. But you know there's a catch to it? And I want to tell you that. It's not given to all. It's only given to those who have accepted Jesus Christ into their heart. Amen. Amen. Do you understand that? That's what it's saying. That's what it said. It's only given to the born again, bought by the blood, Holy Ghost carrying Christians. Amen? Amen? That's who it's given to this morning. That's who it was given to. You know what? Those found outside of the will of Christ have no such promise. They do not have that promise this morning. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Psalm 66:18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart," now I want you to listen to this, "the Lord will not hear me." Say that with me. Psalm 66:18, I want everybody in here to say it with me. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." The promise of Psalms, I read to you Psalms 34:15, is to those who are born again. It's to those who know Jesus as a personal Savior. Talk about someone not paying attention to you. How's that make you feel? If you're sitting here this morning and have never accepted Jesus into your heart, you think it's bad when somebody doesn't pay attention to you here in the earthly realm? Think about it. Whenever you think that, you know what? The only thing that God wants to hear from you is a sinner's prayer. A prayer of repentance. That's what He wants to hear. And to think any other way, this preacher would be lying to you this morning. So preach it any other way. I'm not one full of gumdrops and rainbows and that kind of stuff all the time. I believe the love of God has to be preached. But I want to tell you something. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And we need to understand that we need to be right with Jesus Christ. Praise God. Talk about someone not listening to you. Just imagine God not listening to you. Not listening to you unless it's a sinner's prayer that He wants to hear from you. Imagine that. Ask and ask yourself again, how does that make you feel? How does that make everyone feel? The only hope that you and I have is to put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You agree with that? That's the only hope we have. The moment I looked to the cross of Christ and accepted Him into my heart, I realized God's loved me so much that He sent Jesus to take care of me. He sent His Holy Spirit to dwell within my heart to show me what's right and what's wrong. Praise God. You know what? I realized that God sent Jesus to take care of my sin problem. And you know what? Not only my sin problem, but anybody else's in the world. For God so loved the world. Amen. To give me eternal life. Ephesians says it best. Ephesians says it best over in Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. If you want God's utmost attention, get Jesus Christ into your heart. And you've got His attention then. Amen. You've got it then. You've got it. Remember the last time you were around a newborn baby? Do you remember that? Let's read Psalms 34:15 again. And it says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cry. Listen to me. What did they do when they needed something? What does a baby do when they need something? They cry out, don't they? They cry out. They cry. They cry. They continue to cry until they get the attention of the parents. Amen? And they get them, don't they? And they get the attention of the parent. And what does a good parent do whenever a child's crying like that? They listen for that cry, and they do their very best to try to take care of the need that's in that child. Amen? They do their very best. God is the best parent that we will ever have. Amen? He is consistently listening for our cry. Some may need a bottle. Some may need a diaper change. And brothers and sisters, some may just be need to be picked up and loved. Amen? And I'm going to get into a little bit more of that here in a little bit. But you know what? Some may need just to be picked up. God's there to do it all. Some need a bottle. Yes, they need a bottle. Some Christians aren't very mature in their faith. And you know what? Some Christians sometimes need a bottle. The Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 3:1-12, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnals, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hereunto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. Brothers and sisters, God knows where you stand with Him this morning. He knows if you've grown any from last year at this time to right now. He knows where you stand with Him. And I want to tell you something right now. We need to grow in the Word of the Lord. Unfortunately, some of us don't get into the Word of the Lord enough to let it grow. Maybe you get a little bit what you come here on Sunday morning. Listen, we need to read the Word of God. We need to read it. We need to help with the love of us grow. And you know, we need to get onto the meat of God's Word. And that's what He's telling us. Listen, yes, some of us need to be bottle fed. And I believe God is there to bottle feed us, to try to help us along, to help us to mature as Christians. Do you believe that? I believe He does. You know what? Some need a big old diaper put on them. Oh, yeah. They need a pamper put on them. They need a love put on them. They even need the old Depends put on them, brothers and sisters. You know what? They got themselves in a heap of trouble. They tell themselves they don't need that church stuff. They don't need God. They don't need Jesus. You know what? They know why all those people down there at church are just a bunch of hypocrites. You know what? But before they realize it, their lives are a wreck. Their families are torn apart. They're up to their neck in trouble, and they can't find relief unless it comes from a pill bottle or from an alcohol bottle. That's the only relief they try to find. But guess what? God's still listening, waiting for them to call out to Him with that sinner's prayer. He's still listening, and He will come down and take that old smelly pamper off of them and, praise God, put a brand new life on them. And I tell you, praise the Lord this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Become new. He takes that old smelly diaper off of you, of the world. He takes it off of you, and He puts a brand new person on you. Amen? He does that because that's the kind of God that loves us, the kind of God that cares for us. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 12:1, wherefore, seeing we also are compressed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Yes, some people need their diapers changed. Then there are some who just need to be picked up in the loving arms of God, and they need to be loved. Amen? They do need that. I'll tell you what, you get a baby crying, you know what, you pick them up, you change the diaper, maybe you fed them, and they're still crying a little bit, you know what, and you pick them up and you hold them in your arms, and you just love them, and you just kiss on them, and you tell them that you love them, and you watch the baby. You are, a lot of babies will settle right down. Why? Because they know somebody's loving them. Psalms 103:13, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. There are times when we just need to feel the presence of God in our lives. And you know what? We can feel it. I believe we can feel the presence of God in our life. I feel we can feel that love in him. Whenever we're going through stuff, there have been many times that he has picked me up, and he has loved me, and he has held me in his arms, and showed me just what is needed. I'll tell you what, he can do that. You remember over in the 23rd chapter of Matthew when Jesus was talking about Jerusalem? And he said this, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her under her chickens under her wings? I want to tell you something this morning. God's wanting to draw you in under his protecting wings, in his presence. He does it. He does it all the time. Oh, preacher, you're taking that out of context. Let me tell you something this morning. I believe the God that we serve, and I wrote the scripture down, and it says this over in John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then in Acts 10:34 tells us this, then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. I'm here to tell you something this morning right now. What he done for Dave Long back in 1974, he'll do for you right now in 2014. Amen. What he's done for people down through the generations when he has saved their souls and brought them to a relationship with him, he's still doing today. Still doing it today. Psalms 34:15, what a comfort, what a promise we have there. To know that the God of all creation, the God of all creation, has so much that has so much on his plate, still cares for you and me, and cares for the people around us. He does care. We may not think it sometimes, we may not feel it, but I'm here to tell you, God cares for us. He's still listening to you and I. Still listens to us. He's still watching over you and I. Without any distractions whatsoever. You know that? We have every bit of God's attention. As one of his children, we have every bit of his attention. I love that. Don't you love that? Don't you love the idea that whenever we bow and go to the creator of all the universe, we have his attention. He's watching over. He hears our cries. Praise God. We don't have to worry about anybody butting in. He's got our full attention. We don't have to worry about our calls being dropped. God's got our full attention. Amen? Praise God this morning. I say Psalms, let's read it in Psalms 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. He hears us, folks. He's watching us. Praise God this morning. So next time you get mad at maybe your spouse or somebody else for not paying attention, you've got somebody that does. You got somebody that does. I guarantee you'll never get mad at him for not paying attention. You may not think he's answering the way you want, but I'm here to tell you this morning, everything will be just the way God wants it. Amen. As they come and get a song this morning.